This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Nami Gadde, and this is The Rundown. Jewish groups are warning of potential trouble at protests during the upcoming Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The Anti-Defamation League's David Goldenberg says critics of Israel are hounding Jewish elected officials in the Chicago area.
Congressman Schneider's house was protested at 2 a.m. in the morning, right? Congressman Schakowsky was harassed throughout a grocery store in Buffalo Grove a week and a half ago.
And Jewish leaders here say there could be a, quote, rise in violence and unpatriotic rhetoric at protests during the convention later this month. But pro-Palestinian leaders countered that the Jewish groups are falsely labeling them as anti-Semites. They say tens of thousands will attend their protest march in Chicago during the DNC. Some Chicago City Council members are frustrated to learn it may take more than a decade to install an elevator at CTA stations currently inaccessible to people with disabilities. The Sun-Times reported this week that the CTA has not installed a single elevator in 5 years. The agency plans to update the remaining 30% of its stations that are inaccessible, but some won't be updated until 2038, which is upsetting to Alderman Daniel LaSpada. He chairs the council's Pedestrian and Traffic Safety Committee.
Alders, City Council, we cannot help if the CTA is not transparent with us in terms of what the actual pain points of this process are.
A CTA spokesperson told the Sun-Times that, quote, funding has been and remains the biggest challenge. The Illinois State Fair in Springfield is in full swing, and it features all kinds of food. My colleague Mawa Iqbal visited the different stands.
When fairgoer Clarissa Hennessy hears the words fair food, she thinks of
funnel cakes, taffy, the bigger corn dogs.
While the fair has no shortage of those delicacies, they are also offering plenty of meat-free, dairy-free, and gluten-free options. Malcolm Campbell is at the Island Noodle Stand, and they're serving up vegan soba noodles fried on a giant wok.
When you think about festival food and like this scenery type of food, you don't think of a vegan option or a healthy option. So yes, when we do show that we have a vegan option, they are pretty surprised.
The fair runs through the 18th. Mawa Iqbal, WBEZ News.
The Chicago White Sox are on the hunt for a new manager after firing Pedro Grifol yesterday. Grady Sizemore has been named the interim manager for the remainder of the season, but he's not expected to stay on as manager past this year. General manager Chris Getz says firing Grifol now gives the team more flexibility moving forward.
This allows us to get more of a head start on the managerial search. We are focused on candidates that are currently with other organizations and in uniform. So that search will begin now.
The White Sox also fired assistants Charlie Montoyo, Eddie Rodriguez, and Mike Tosar. Sizemore will make his debut as White Sox manager tonight at 7 against the Cubs. Some more things you should know today. Police are investigating how a woman died in a baggage room at O'Hare International Airport. The Chicago Fire Department said emergency responders were called to the airport around 7:45 a.m. Thursday. They found the woman entangled in a conveyor belt system in a baggage room. The room was not publicly accessible, and it's not clear how she found her way in. A spokesperson from the U.S. Department of Labor said the woman was not an airport employee. Chicago welcomed nearly 1,000 new U.S. citizens yesterday during a naturalization ceremony held at Wrigley Field. The new citizens represented 97 countries, including Bosnia, Turkey, and India. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and U.S. Representative Delia Ramirez were among the main speakers. Today's weather, it will be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. We're expecting similar weather all weekend and a high in the low 80s on Sunday. That's it for now. Later today, Nigerian-born, Chicago-raised musician Godly the Ruler offers a message for other local artists.
I don't want people to think that you have to leave Chicago to, like, become like the artist you want to be or like whatever, you can like do that here. People should realize that more. You can like do that in Chicago.
Vocalo's Nudia Hernandez talked with Godly the Ruler ahead of their first ever performance at Lollapalooza. Find that right here at 1 p.m. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.